I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Abortion is never an easy topic, no matter where you live. Just look at the American debate over laws like the one in Louisiana, requiring that doctors who perform abortions have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. In Ethiopia, abortion remains a touchy subject, despite laws that liberalized access to abortion a few years ago. Dalia Mortada has more.
In Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, this multi-story clinic is where a lot of women come to get birth control advice, to give birth and follow up on their pregnancies, and sometimes to have abortions. It's where I meet 29-year-old Khadija Ali, a fake name she gave me, undergoing an abortion.
Yeah. Are you in pain right now?
Not too much.
Not too much.
Wringing her hands, partly from anxiety, partly from the cramping caused by the abortion medicine, Khadija explains that she was raped in Bahrain, where she worked for a family. I left as soon as I found out I was pregnant, she says. Khadija says she's glad she can get the service, privately and safely. No one can ever know about the pregnancy or the abortion, especially not her husband. Ethiopia is a religious, conservative country. Khadija is Muslim. The majority of Ethiopians are Orthodox Christians. But a thing they share is that abortions are not okay.
Talking about abortion law, I mean, this is something very sensitive in the community.
That's Addis Woldemariam, the Minister of Health's chief of staff.
People practice it, but they don't want to talk about it.
Before the new regulations in 2005, a third of all maternal deaths were from botched abortions. The law stopped short of fully legalizing abortion, but it did allow abortions in cases of rape, incest, birth defects, and if the girl is under 18 or her life is in danger. Woldemariam says the changes have been a godsend for Ethiopian women. But many, like Dr. Seyim Antonios, say that the new law has become a backhanded way to legalize abortion.
What I'm seeing is the interpretation by itself opened a floodgate for people to exploit the new penal code.
Antonios is a surgeon and leads a prominent Protestant pro-life group. He says the law's loopholes are enormous.
If a woman comes to you to a medical facility saying that she's raped, she's not expected to deliver any evidence of the rape. With regard to incest, the same thing. You cannot argue with her. If a woman of 35 comes to you and says, I'm 17, you have to write 17.
Many agree with Antonios. Dr. Dawit Arga is a devout man himself. As we speak, he fiddles with a keychain that's got an image of the Virgin Mary. But he says, ultimately, it doesn't matter what God or religious men say. Doctors, even those who believe abortions are religiously forbidden, have a duty.
When you stay in the medical world and when you see complications that have happened because a trained physician didn't attend to the proper procedure, then you come to think that if you do the proper thing, you can save lives.
And he's in the business of saving lives, Arga says, something he believes God would approve of. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Addis Ababa.
Dalia's reporting in Ethiopia was possible thanks to a grant from the International Reporting Project.